续来查考以西结书。
So today I'd like to continue to study the book of Ezekiel.
以西结先知书里面有两个圣殿。
And book of Ezekiel, there are two temples.
一个是所罗门所献的殿。
And the first one is being offered by King Solomon.
那是神的荣光充满的地方。
And that's a place filled with God's glory.
甚至祭司都不能够站立。
And to a point that even the priest was not able to stand.
那另外一个是建在高山上的殿。
And the other one is being built on top of the mountain.
这是以西结在异象中所见到的。
And that temple is being seen in Ezekiel's vision.
那是属灵的。
And that belongs to the spiritual realm.
那是不是物质的。
And that is not, that does not belong to this physical world.
那就是教会。末世的教会。
So, that is the church in the end time.
所以以西结书从物质的殿一直描写到末世的真教会。
So in the book of Ezekiel, it's describing the church in the physical world, to later, transit, to the church in the New Testament time.
那我们大家都知道，所罗门献殿的时候，神的荣光充满。
As we know, when King Solomon offered a temple, God's glory was filled within.
但是后来这个殿被拆掉了。
However, later on, this temple was being destroyed.
以色列民被掳了。
And Israelites was being captive.
神的同在这么清楚，神的荣耀是这么有能力，为什么他的殿会被拆掉？
As we know that we can see God's abidance during that time, and God is so powerful, why His temple was still being destroyed?
为什么神允许这个事情发生？
And what's the reason for God to allow those things to happen?
这是值得我们思考的一个问题。
So that becomes a question that is worthy for our meditation.
那以西结先知蒙召有一个使命。
So when Prophet Ezekiel was being called, he has a commission.
就是要把以色列百姓的信仰带回来。
Is to revive the faith of those Israelites.
带回来重新拜这位荣耀的独一真神。
And brought them back to worship this one true God.
但是这不是简单的事情。
However, that is a very difficult matter.
因为人的心刚硬。
Because the hearts of man is very hard.
不愿意顺服。
They do not want to submit themselves to God.
那在以西结书第八章里面，以西结第二次看到异象。
So in Ezekiel chapter 8, Prophet Ezekiel has seen the second vision.
那以西结所看到异象的耶路撒冷跟一般人用肉眼所看到的耶路撒冷是相当的不一样。
And the Jerusalem that he saw in the vision is different from the Jerusalem in this physical world.
肉眼所看到的耶路撒冷是一个表象。
And the Jerusalem that can be seen with your naked eyes only an image or
因为这是肉眼所看到是 很外表的是很肤浅的。
Because what you can see with your eyes is very, it's only at the surface level.
但是以西结在第八章，我们现在看第八章。
So let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 8.
第八章的第一节。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
第六年六月初五日，我在家中犹大的众长老坐在我面前，那里主的灵降在我身上。第二节
，verse two，
我观看，就有形象，仿佛火的形状，从腰以下的形状，从腰以上有光辉的形状，仿佛有光耀的晶晶。第三节
，verse three，
他伸出手，一只手的样式，抓住我的一撮的头发，灵就将我举到天地中间，神的意象中带我到耶路撒冷，朝别的院内。这里提到说他跟众长老坐在一起。
And here mentioned that he was sitting among with those elders.
这个众长老当然就是以色列百姓的带领人。
So those elders indicating as the leaders of those Israelites during that time.
但是以西结先知要带领他们回归真神。
However, Prophet Ezekiel need to lead them and bring them back to God.
如果以西结先知用肉眼来看什么都没有问题，那他要带领什么？
So if you take a stand at the physical point of view, it seems like there's no problem, then who should he lead?
什么都没有问题，就是不需要改变。
So if there's no problem in the physical sense, that means there's no change required.
不需要改变就是没有进步。
So when there's no need to make a change, then there will be no improvement.
所以以西结先生必须要有另外一种看见。
So that's why, that require another type of vision for Prophet Ezekiel.
是在灵里面的看见。
Which is a spiritual vision.
是从属灵上来看到它的真相。
Is to see the truth with, the spiritual aspect.
所以第一节里面说神的灵降在我身上，然后第二节他就看见。
So here mentioned that, God's spirit came upon him, and in verse 2, he started to find out those things.
这个点点点说原文做手，或者神的手一下来，神的手就是神的作为啊。
Or you can say the hands of the Lord, which indicates the work of the, of God.
那这两个都是有关系的。
And those two things has direct relationship to each other.
神的灵降下来，这个也是神的作为临到我们身上。
So when God's spirit came down, to, came upon us, that is God's work came to us as well.
然后他就看到火的形状。
And then he looked.And he saw there's a likeness of fire.
腰以上有光辉的形状。
From the appearance of his waist and downward, fire.
这就是神的形象，神的荣耀，就是以西结先知在开头所看到的。
So those are God's glory, just like what's been recorded in Ezekiel chapter 1.
所以有时候我们看肉眼，我们发现教会啊，没有，好像没有什么可以吸引人。
So sometimes, with our naked eye, it seems like there's nothing in church that actually attract people.
于是我们教会现在是比较好了，以前也没有什么堂皇的会堂。
And back then we do not even have a chapel that looks quite presentable.
我也没有什么特别显著的条件来吸引人。
Or we do not have a certain special condition or things that will attract people.
但是当神的灵进到一个人里面。
However, when God's spirit had entered into man.
神在一个人的身上工作。
When God is working, in man,
他就看到神的荣耀在这个殿里面。
Then people can realize and experience God's work and His glory in the temple.
这就是耶稣的身体。
That is, the body of Christ.
他们凭着外貌没有办法认耶稣。
And a lot of time, just through this appearance, it's very hard to recognize that is Jesus.
因为他们想要从人的肉眼的层面来看耶稣。
Because a lot of time they examine Jesus from this physical or the world point of view.
结果看错了。
And a lot of time they make a mistake.
但是在变貌山上，主耶稣就变貌。
However, on the mountain of transfiguration, he changed his image.
他原来是有神的荣耀。
And originally he does obtain or does have God's image.
所以当我们从灵里面进到来认识我们的教会，我们就会被他吸引。
So once we know this church through spirit, then we know this is a true church of God.
因为这是神所充满的地方。
Because this is the place filled with God's spirit.
是神充满他荣耀的地方。
And this is a place filled with God's glory.
所以我们对教会的认识需要有神的作为在我们身上，有从灵里面更深入的认识我们才会觉得这是宝贵的。
So that's why in order to understand, this fact that we need to know, we need to see the work of God. At the same time, we need to understand through the spiritual point aspect.
然后到第三节。
And that's verse 3.
他伸出一只手，样子抓住我的头发，连带我到天宫中。
And verse 3, he stretched out, the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my hair.
就带我到耶路撒冷。
And the Spirit led me up between the earth and heaven and brought me in the vision of God to Jerusalem.
结果从第三节的下半部到第四节，我们就在形容到底他看到什么。
So in between the latter part of verse 3 and verse 4, it's trying to describe what he has seen during there.
这个肉眼看不到的。
And that something cannot be seen with our naked eyes.
在那里看见有触动主怒偶像的座位。
And they can, all they can see the image of jealous was and was provoked to jealousy.
所以看到偶像的作为。
So they have seen the seeds of image.
第四节。
Verse 4.
谁知道在那里有以色列神荣耀的形象，与我在平原所看到的一样。
And verse 4, and behold, the glory of God of Israel was there, like the vision that I saw in the plain.
所以同时他也看到神荣耀的形象。
So, Prophet Ezekiel also, witnessed or experienced God's image right there.
这个两个不能够同时存在的。
However, we know those two things cannot exist at the same time.
那为什么以色列百姓拜神拜到最后会把偶像跑到圣殿里面来呢？
So what's the reason for those Israelites when they worship God until a point that they actually brought idols and put them in the temples?
当我们试着要认识神，从神在物质界上的作为来认识神的时候，我们对神的认识是有限的。
And a lot of times, truly limited if we come to know God with His works.
因为这个物质层面毕竟是有限的。
Because we know there's a limitation in the materials from this world.
所以从神在物质层面的作为认识的神是有限的。
So if we try to understand God through those physical work only, and we know that our understanding is truly limited.
所以在西乃山上摩西所见到的神，在西乃山下以色列百姓所想象的神是不一样的。
So the God that Moses saw on the mountain, the top of the mountain Sinai is totally different from the expectation or the imagination from people on the bottom of the mountain.
所以他没有看到摩西，他就说请你为我们造一个神。
Because those people did not see Moses, so they make a request saying that, can you make an idol for us?
造一个神。
Or make a God for us.
那人能够怎么造神呢？
So how can man create a God?
那你就最宝贵的拿出来就金吧。
So they took out their most precious belonging, which is gold.
这个人间最宝贵的。
So that's considered the most precious item in this world.
那造出来，这就是我们的神。
And then they create an image from that, and they call that God.
但是摩西上到西乃山所看到的神。
However, the God is being seen by Moses on the top of the mountain Sinai.
绝对不是这个金造的这个金牛犊。
It's not the golden calf being built by those gold.
所以当一个人的信仰没有进到灵的深处去认识神的时候，人就会往下退，在自己的心里，在自己的生活环境，甚至在教会里面造自己的神。
So if we do not build our faith spiritually, then we will end up building our own temple, when it's no matter it's in our family, in our career life, or somewhere else.
那这个神就是偶像。
And that God is considered as idol.
但这个没有办法同时存在的。
And as we know, idols and God cannot exist at the same time.
所以除非把这个假神拿掉。
Unless you take away this idol.
不然真神就会离开。
Otherwise, true God will depart from you.
所以为什么有时候我们会觉得好像教会里面我们知道有神，但是体会不到呢？
So, sometimes we might notice that there's a phenomenon. We know God it's true, but we cannot experience him.
这个就是我们需要在灵里面来看见到底问题在哪里。
So at that point of time, we need to examine this situation with the spiritual aspect.
是不是有什么事情引起神的嫉妒，让神离开
？So you think about this. Is there anything that make God jealous, and that's why God would like to leave this place?
那如果我们从以西结书来看。
So if we continue to read book of Ezekiel.
我们看第六章。
And let's read chapter 6.
以西结书的第六章。
Ezekiel chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
那脱离刀剑的人在所掳到各国中纪念我，为他们心中何等的伤破，是因为他们起了淫心，远离我，眼对偶像行邪淫，因为他们行一切可憎的恶事，厌恶自己必知道的。我是主，我说要使这个灾祸临到他们身上，并未空话。听懂。
Verse 9. Then those of you who escape will remember me among the nations where they are carried captive, because I was crushed by their adulterous heart, which has departed from me.And by their eyes, which play a harlot after their idols, they were a loath themselves for the evils which they committed in all their
abominations. 如果我们从十诫来看，最严重的是什么？
So if we take a look at Ten Commandments, which one is the most serious commandment?
心里最严重不是第七诫。
And a lot of time we know the most severe one is not committed the sin which related to the seventh one.
最严重是我们对神的不忠。
And the worst one is that we are not being loyal to our God.
这个就是第二诫拜偶像。
Which is the second commandment, do not worship idols.
所以在灵里面呢, 这个叫做淫乱。
So in spirit, that is so-called adultery.
所以这里说, 他们起了淫心, 远离我。
So here mentioned that they have this adulterous heart and depart from him.
当一个婚姻有第三者的存在的时候, 这个婚姻就有一个破口。
So when there's third party exists in the marriage, then we know that marriage has a broken part.
如果这个第三者继续存在，婚姻就会破裂。
So if that third party continues to exist, then eventually the marriage will be destroyed.
当我们跟神的关系有第三者的存在，这个婚姻就会有问题。
So when there are third party exists in our relationship with God, then our marriage with God will eventually be destroyed as well.
所以说因他们的淫心就远离我。
So here mentioned that because I was crushed by their adulterous heart which has departed from me.
如果我们专心爱我们的配偶, 你怎么会跑出第三个呢?
So if we love our spouse so much and then there will be no third party.
那如果我们有第三个出来, 就是我们对我们的配偶已经不专一了。
So if we if there's a third party, that indicates that we are not as being loyal to our spouse anymore.
如果我们专一带独一的真神,
so if we sincerely worship God wholeheartedly,
完全归荣耀给他,
and we always honor him and give all the glory to him,
他就是我生命中最高的一个主宰,
and we deem him as our greatest master in our life,
你怎么会跑出第三者呢?
Then how could those idols will be exist.
那如果第三者出来,
if the third party does exist,
就是我们对神已经不是尽心尽力尽性爱他了,
and that indicates that we do not love God with all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength.
所以才会有第三者出来。
That is the reason why those third party or idols come about.
那这个第三者出来就引起神的嫉妒。
And once this third party came out in our life, that will make God jealous.
那这不能永久的。
And that cannot be continued.
如果我们不改变, 神就改变了。
If we do not want to change, then God will change.
我们跟神的盟约就有问题。
Then the covenant that we made with God will have problem.
所以以色列百姓在旧约圣经里面, 我们看来看去, 一个最大的罪就是拜偶像。
So throughout the entire history of those Israel, we notice that the greatest sin is to worship idol.
我们先来看, 何西阿书第四章。
So let's turn to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea chapter 4.
第四章的 11节。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 11.
第四章11节。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 11.
奸淫和酒, 并新酒, 夺去人的心。
Verse 11. Harlotry, wine, and new wine enslave the heart.
英文叫enslave, 把它当奴隶了。
So,
12节,
verse 12.
我的民求问木偶, 以为木杖能指示他们, 因为他们的淫心是他们失迷, 他们就行淫, 离弃神, 不守约束。
Verse 12. My people ask counsel from the wooden idols, and their staff informs them, for the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray, and they have played the harlot against their God.
所以这个十一节讲奸淫, 夺去人的心, 本来心是专一要归神的, 现在有一个把它夺走了, 分心了, 这个就奸淫。
So in verse 11, he mentioned the harlotry enslaved their hearts. So originally, they are very wholehearted towards, they're being loyal and wholehearted to God, but now harlotry took that heart away.
那这个奸淫不是指的肉体上的。
And this harlotry does not mean they committed adultery physically.
所以十二节就说, 我的民求问木偶, 以为木杖能指示他们, 那接下去说, 他们的淫心使他们失迷。
So in verse 12, my people ask counsel for their wooden idols, and their staff informs them. And then next, it says that the spirit of harlotry has caused them to stray.
那我们再回来看, 以西结书的14章。
So let's come back to the book of Ezekiel chapter 14.
第一节,
verse 1.
有几个以色列的长老到我这里来坐在我面前，第二节。
Verse 2.
神的话就临到我说，第三节。
Verse 3.
人子啊，人已经将他们的假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前，我岂能丝毫被他们求问呢？
Verse 3. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put before them that which caused them to stumble into inquiry. Should I let myself be inquired of at all by them?
这里讲假神接到心里。
And here mentioned that they have set up their idols in their hearts.
这个假神就是偶像。
And we know those idols are false gods.
然后就陷于罪的绊脚石。
And then eventually will be stumbled in sins.
也就是说罪会使他们跌倒。
So which means the sin will cause them to stumble.
接下去神说我不能够被他们求问。
And then what's after that, God said, should I let myself be inquired at all by them?
所以神在先知书里面不断的重复就是不要拜偶像。
So God sent out a message throughout all those book of prophets saying that,Do not worship God.
这会引起神的嫉妒。
Because that will cause God to be jealous.
所以以色列百姓啊，在这件事情上确实是有错误的。
So we know those Israelites make a mistake in this matter.
但是他们不知道。
However, the point is they do not know about it.
所以以西结先知在灵里面看到了。
So Prophet Ezekiel saw this problem in the spirit.
所以今天呢、啊，我们仔细看教会有没有偶像，我们生活有没有偶像？没有，我信这么久，我怎么会去拜偶像
？So sometimes we might ask ourselves, do we have idols in our life or in church? And then a lot of times we say, no, we believe in God. That's why we shouldn't have any idols.
这个是我们用肉眼来看。
And a lot of times those facts are being seen with our naked eyes.
但是我们需要求神打开我们眼睛。
However, we need to pray to God and allow God to open our eyesight in our hearts.
所以那个瞎眼的向主耶稣求。
So those blind, ask Jesus,
主啊，可怜我吧。
So please have mercy on me.
主耶稣说，你要我为你做什么
？And Jesus asked him, so what do you want me to do for you?
他说，我要能看见。
And the blind says, I wish to see.
今天我们肉眼都很好。
And today, perhaps we all have a good eyesight or vision.
即使不好，戴个眼镜也看得很清楚。
And even if you are nearsighted, it can be fixed by wearing glasses.
我们需要求神。让我们看见。
So we need to pray to God and ask Him to allow us to see.
就灵里面的看见。
And we are talking about spiritually.
灵里面没有看见就是瞎眼。
Because if we cannot see spiritually, then we are blind.
那是可怜的。
And that's very pitiful.
所以他说主啊，我要能看见。
So that's why the blind asked Jesus, saying that I wish to see.
主耶稣说你能看见。
And Jesus replied him, saying that you can see.
主耶稣就让以西结先知看到。
So now God allowed Prophet Ezekiel to see.
那我们现在看到、哦、这个他们的这个行为到底带给神跟他们之间有什么影响
？So let's take a closer look to see when they worship idol, how does that impact their relationship with God?
然后我们再进一步来看到底那个偶像今天代表什么
？And then we could take a further step and to examine what are those idols to us today.
在第四节第八章的第四节说有神荣耀的形状跟他在平原所看到的一样就在圣殿里面。
And in verse 4, he saw this image or the glory of God, just like what he was being seen in the plain.
然后第六节
In verse 6,
有对我说人子啊以色列家所行的就在这里行大可憎的事使我远离我的圣所。你看见了吗
And here you mentioned that, have you seen that?
这个地方讲神说使我远离我的圣所，这是一个警告。
And here, point out a warning that this is what it did, that's why I depart from there.
有时候神都给人一个先警告。
And a lot of times God will give man a warning first.
有一个恩典期grace period, 看人会不会改变。
And he will allow us to have a grace period to see if we are willing to repent and return.
但是这段时间都不愿意改变，神的话就实现了。
However, if we do not, if we do not do anything about it or do not change in time, then God's, those punishment will come true.
那到了我们看第十章。
So let's go back to chapter 10.
以西结书的第十章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 3.
那人进去的时候，基督伯在殿的右边，云彩充满院内。第四节。
Verse 4.
神的荣耀从基督伯那里上升，停在门殿上，殿内满了云彩，也被神的荣耀充满。这里说神的荣耀从基督伯那边上升。
And here mentioned that the glory of the Lord went up from a cherub and passed over the threshold of the temple.
所以我们就可以看到这个神的荣耀已经开始一步一步离开了。
So we can see the God's glory is slowly depart from the temple.
那为什么神的荣耀会一步一步离开？
So what's the reason that God's glory is departing?
因为在以西结先知里面所看到的不只是这样啊，他越看越多。
Because in the vision of Ezekiel, that's only a small part of it. He actually seen more than that.
那我们再看第十章的十八节。
So let's continue to read verse 18.
神的荣耀从殿的门间那里出去，停在基路伯上面。
And verse 18, then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim.
再看11章。
And let's read chapter 11.
22节。
Verse 22.
于是基路伯整个翅膀轮子都在旁边，他们以上有神荣耀的形状。23节。
Verse 23.
神荣耀从城上升上去，停在城东的山顶上。这里说神的荣耀已经出去了，停在山顶上。
And in verse 23, here mentioned that the glory of the Lord went out, went up from the midst of the city and stood on the mountain.
那神的荣耀一离开，圣殿就被毁掉了。
So once the glory of the Lord leave the temple was being destroyed later on.
因为圣殿如果没有神的同在，就没有神的保守，就被毁掉了。
Because once the temple does not have the abidance of God, then it's no use.Then you will be destroyed.
好，那在这个过程的当中，我们看以西结看到什么
？So let's see during those time, what have Prophet Ezekiel seen?
第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
回到以西结书的第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
第五节。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 5.
人对我说：“人只要你要举目向北观看，我就举目向北观看祭坛的北边，从殿门口有惹祭邪的偶像。”
Verse 5, then he said to me, Son of man, lift your eyes now towards the north. So I lift my eyes towards the north, and there, north of the altar gate, was an image of jealousy in the entrance.
这里说有祭邪的偶像。
And here he mentioned that there is an image of jealousy, which is idols.
那第六节神就解释。
And in verse 6, God explains.
就对我说，人子啊，以色列家所行的，就是要在此行这大可憎的事，使我远离我的圣所。你看见了吗？你还要看见有更大的事。
And verse 6, furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abomination that the house of Israel commits right here to make me go far away from my sanctuary. Now turn again, you will see greater abomination.
所罗门圣的时代献殿的时候，是神是何等的喜悦。
So during Solomon's time, when he offered the temple to God, God was very pleased.
但是现在神说，我要远离我的圣所。
However, now God is saying that I'm going to go far away from my sanctuary.
这是神何等的伤痛。
We can see how sad God was during that time.
一个喜悦的神变成一个伤痛的神。
We can see a joyful God become a God of sorrow.
就是以色列百姓自己造了一个神，把他带到圣殿里面。
That's all because those Israelites create a god for an idol for themselves and bring them into the temple.
所以我们今天需要从这里学习到一些属灵的教训。
So today from here we should learn something from here.
我们再看十二节。
And let's read verse 12.
他对我说：“人子啊，以色列家的长老暗中在个人画像屋所行的，你看见吗？他们常说神。”看不见我们，神已经离弃了这个地。
Verse 12, then he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what elders of the house of Israel do in dark? Every man in the room of his idols, For they say, the Lord does not see us, the Lord has forsaken the land.
因为在第七节里面以后,
Because starting from, actually starting from verse 7,
神领他到院的门口,
and God lead Ezekiel to the entrance of the court.
第八节说叫他挖墙,
and in verse 8, told him to dig the wall.
然后挖进, 他就进去了。
So he went into the court.
就看到他在外面所没有看到的。
And he seen or witnessed something that I cannot see outside.
第十节。
Verse 10.
在四面的墙壁画样各样的爬物可憎的走兽，这个都是他们所拜的偶像。
And verse 10. So I went in and saw, and there are every sort of creeping things, abominable beasts, which are idols.
还有以色列家一切的偶像。
And portray all around the walls the idols of the house of Israel.
那十一节。
And let's continue read verse 11.
在街向前有以色列家的七十个长老站立，撒番的儿子亚尼亚也站在其中，各拿着香炉烟云上腾。这个香炉就是献祭用的。
And we know the censer is for the purpose of offering.
其实在十二节，他们觉得神已经离开，所以他献祭的对象不是神。
And we know they have felt like they think God has forsaken the land, so we know when they make the offering is not to God.
他献祭的对象是这些偶像。
So the target of their worship are those idols.
所以我们就可以看到在当时世代里面信仰最大的危机就是以色列百姓在拜偶像。
So from here we can realize the greatest crisis of their faith is that they are worshiping idols.
那从第八章开始
，and continuing from chapter 8，
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17。
他对我说：“人子啊，你看见吗？犹大家在此行可憎的事，还算得小吗？他在我遍地再三行，惹我发怒。
”In verse 17， and he said to me, "Have you seen this, O son of man? It is a trivial thing to the house of Judah to commit abominations which they committed here."
所以在神看起来，他们再三惹神发怒。
So from God's point of view, they continue to make God angry.
因此我们需要求神给我们有属灵的眼光。
So that's why we need to pray to God and allow Him to give us this spiritual sight.
使我们在信仰的生活当中能够看清楚什么是偶像。
So in our journey of faith, that we can clearly identify which are idols.
使我们能够真心全意的忠心的归向神。
So we can return God with all our mind and hearts.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
属血气的不能够领会神的事，反倒为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些只有属灵的人才能看见看透。
Verse 14, but a natural man does not receive things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
这里属血气的英文叫 natural man, 父母生我们就是 natural man, 就是属血气的。
And here you use a term to describe those who belong to flesh, which is the natural man.
所以生下来就是我用父母生下来这个我想要来认识属灵的事情，想要有属灵的看见，这是很难的。
So since we are born like with this, so if we try to understand God's point of view with this flesh, then it's almost impossible.
所以为什么主耶稣要交代他的门徒去传福音以前要先说来跟从我。
So what's the reason for Jesus to command his disciple that before you went out and preach, you must follow me?
三年完了之后才说去传福音。
And then after 3 years, Jesus told them, go ahead and preach.
这个三年的时间就是一种属灵的改变。
Because for that 3 years, Jesus tried to have them have this spiritual transformation.
属灵的再造。
So God tried to rebuild them spiritually.
属灵的塑造。
Or try to shape them spiritually.
就是要把父母所生这个属血气的人要改变成为一个属灵的人。
Because God wants to transform this natural man or this flesh into someone that is spiritual.
这样他才有办法领会属神的事情。
Only by doing those, the person can understand God's matter.
所以我们今天在教会要服侍神。
So today, if we would like to serve the Lord,
是需要有一些属灵的啊这个品德在里面。
And we need to have a certain spiritual virtue.
所以我们常常说，信主啊一定要三年才可以当教会负责人，才可以当宗教教会教员。
That's why we have this requirement. If you want to be a church board member, you have to first believe in our church and be baptized for 3 years.
不是说三年就保证一个人能够从属血气的变成属灵。
And there is no guarantee that once you believe for 3 years, you can be transformed from a natural man to a spiritual man.
而是说一个人要从属血气变成属灵是需要时间的。
However, we're trying to point out that for someone who is belong to a flesh, in order to transform them, that requires certain times.
那这段时间，像门徒在跟着主耶稣、听主耶稣讲道、看主耶稣行神迹，亲自去体验他、认识他。
Just like those disciples, they have been following Jesus for 3 years. They have seen Jesus' work and how Jesus is, and they witness a lot of signs and miracles.
所以渐渐他们的想法能够去了解主耶稣的想法。
So eventually they come to understand the thoughts of Jesus.
渐渐他们的看法会跟主耶稣一样。
So eventually they can have the same mind and heart as Jesus.
他们的价值观会跟主耶稣一样。
And they will have the same value system as Jesus.
那就这个就变成属灵人。
And then that is the moment that had become spiritual.
这不是生下来就这样的。
It's not something that you were born with.
所以当一个人经过了属灵的再改造。
So after people has gone through this spiritual transformation,
我们就发现他看事情就不一样。
Then we'll realize that the way they view the matters is totally different now.
所以我们看十五节。
So let's read verse 15.
哥林多前书二章十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有一个人能够看透他。
Verse 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
所以看透万事就是能够从表象超越表象去看到他的真相。
So that means the person can go beyond the surface and see the truth.
也就是在物质的层面看到的耶路撒冷，超越这个层面，再进到灵里面来看耶路撒冷。
So which means they can go beyond the physical Jerusalem and go into spirit and see the spiritual Jerusalem.
这需要有神的灵降在以西结，这需要有神的作为在以西结身上，还有这种改变。
That require God's spirit to go come upon Ezekiel and brought him into the spirit that those things can be done.
但是有时候我们问，那到底什么是属灵的人？
So that's why we might ask a question, so what does it to be considered spiritual.
属灵的人是不是用圣经读几遍来定义呢？
So can that be defined by how many times you read through the entire Bible?
或者每一天祷告多久这样来定义呢？
Or how much time you spend in prayer every day?
那如果从第二章哥林多前书二章的最后一节来看，
So if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
似乎属灵的定义不是从这个方面来看。
And we might realize that it's not that way to define how spiritual you are.
16节。
verse 16.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但是我们是有基督的心。到最后保罗说我们是有基督的心。
And from here, Paul mentioned that at the end, we had the mind of Christ.
所谓基督的心就是用主的心去想事情，用主的心来看事情。
So which means that we examine the matter with mind of Jesus.
所以以西结先知要把以色列百姓带回归回真神，他需要有一个改变。
So in order for prophet Ezekiel to bring his people back to God, he first requires a transformation.
今天我们个人的灵性要成长。
Today, if we are after a spiritual growth,
我们需要对自己有重新的一种认识。
Then we need to recognize ourselves one more time or once again.
用基督的心来看我们自己。
And then we should examine ourselves with mind of Christ.
我们的家庭要成长。
If we are seeking the growth of our family growth,
我们需要从基督的心来看我们的家庭。
Then we should examine our family with the mind of Jesus, of Christ.
我们才能够看得清楚到底我们的家庭需要怎么来改变，怎么成长。
Only by doing so, we might be able to identify the direction and where is the problem that we can fix.
再来就是我们的教会。
Then, the next is our church.
我们需要有基督的心来看教会，这样我们才知道怎么能够使教会不断的成长。
So when we view our church, we also need to have this mind of Christ. Then we can determine what is the next step or the direction.
所以以西结先知要带领他们之前，他先看到他们所没有看到的。
So before Prophet Ezekiel lead his people, he need to see those things that is not being realized.
这是神的作为。
So that is God's work.
所以我们需要神在我们身上工作。
Therefore, we require God to work in us.
使我们能够不断有新的看见，不断有新的成长。
So we can continue to see those important things, and we can continue to grow.
那一位荣耀的神就会继续不断的在我们住在我们中间。
So if we continue to do so, God will also continue to abide with us and work with us.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's have a silent prayer.